Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. A long-awaited $23.5 million development broke ground in East Baltimore last month. If all goes as planned, a dilapidated former pumping station will soon transform into the Baltimore Food Hub, a central location for food endeavors ranging from an urban farm to commercial production kitchens to a market. The Food Hub is a project of American Communities Trust, a national community development organization that works in low-income communities. And with me in studio to explain the project is the CEO of American Communities Trust, China Boak-Terrell. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
China Boak-Terrell, what would you say is the primary goal of the Baltimore Food Hub?
The primary goal is actually to bring food businesses to East Baltimore. What makes the project unique is that we're co-locating them. So in the same way that, for example, if you wanted to buy a car and you know that you can go to a certain section of town and there are car dealerships and there are also people who can change your tires and then also people who can do detailing for you, those businesses are all co-located and in some sense taking advantage of the economies of scale, you know, being nearer together, you know, sharing in some ways customer bases at some level. And so that's what we're actually doing in the food industry. And believe it or not, that's what makes this project unique. The fact of the co-location, there just isn't enough of it happening in the food environment.
The examples that you just gave, though, of the car businesses, they're all retail businesses.
That's correct.
And you're not looking only at retail.
We are not looking only at retail. That's absolutely correct. But co-location can happen and be beneficial, not only on the business-to-consumer end, but also on the business-to-business end. So when I say bring food businesses to East Baltimore, one thing that we're really excited about doing is bringing the types of businesses that help food get from the farm to the table to one community. And that's important, especially for this East Baltimore community for a few reasons. Food businesses tend to offer a lot of jobs that do not require a college degree, good wages, opportunity for advancement and promotion, as well as a steady living wage. The second piece of it is that food businesses tend to engage a number of small businesses, particularly minority businesses as well. So if we're looking for something that can help grow small business industry, the food business can do that. And then the third reason is that particularly in the Maryland region, the food business, it's robust and it's continuing to grow. About 22% of the money that the universities and other institutional anchors in Baltimore City spend on their food services goes directly to catering, for example. So there's huge opportunity at various levels for us to engage or for us to be more involved with food businesses and for us, by doing that, to actually bring more jobs to our community, to people who need them most.
Give me a sense of what the site is like now and what the vision is going forward.
So the site used to be an old repair and pumping station. The city had owned the site for over 100 years.
A water pumping station.
A water pumping station.
Part of the city's water system.
That's exactly right. And so now, I guess now it's a little bit cleaned up. So if you go to the site, you'll see construction activity, you'll see backhoes, and you'll see a lot of dirt, and that dirt is being moved around. But just 3 weeks ago, the site was being used as an illegal dumping ground for old tires. The buildings are falling in, the roofs are caving in, which is sad because the buildings are absolutely beautiful. They were built around the turn of the century.
Many people will recognize the location from this description, but what is it close to?
So it's close to the American Brewery, which is the beautifully restored building back in 2009. It's also near to a Southern Baptist Church, the Hone Lithograph building, which is also something under development now. And then it's also about 3 to 4 blocks away from the Johns Hopkins Medical Campus. But we're bordered by Oliver, Wolf, and Llewellyn Avenue.
And you were about to tell me what this site's going to look like.
Sure.
In a year or two or three.
And so in a year or two, what we'll be doing is, and this is what we're so excited to do, is restoring these beautiful architectural masterpieces to the community for beneficial uses. So we're bringing them back to life. And this community will now have institutional anchors that it had once before, but that had fallen into a severe dilapidation. In addition, there will also be one new construction building there that will be housing one of our first tenants, one of our first tenants is the City Seeds program, which is run by Humanum, and that's a catering business. So in a few years, when one walks into the site, they will see a hub of activity, and the people who are working there will somehow be immersed in the food business. We are hoping to have, or we are planning to have, rather, an all-season market. We're planning to have flex manufacturing space for food businesses. We're planning to have office space for food-related businesses, plus a teaching kitchen, as well as a commercial production kitchen. So all that activity will be happening within about 3.5 acres of space.
What is flex manufacturing?
So flex manufacturing means that it's the type of space where you can come and do some light production. So again, if we think about the chain of going from the farm to the table with our food, at some point that food that's produced has to get processed and then has to get packaged. So there's some light processing and some very light packaging opportunity that could potentially happen on the site, because the buildings have these very high ceilings which allow for tall and heavier equipment, and the spaces are broader and heavy concrete floors that can support the weight of that equipment. So that's what we mean by flex manufacturing space.
That is China Boke Terrell, the CEO of American Communities Trust, which is developing the Baltimore Food Hub in East Baltimore, here on the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Food incubators seem to be having a moment in Baltimore. There's Be More Kitchen, a new communal kitchen space in Homeland, and soon there will be Our House, a food hall in Remington. What makes Baltimore Food Hub different?
So what makes it different is that we actually don't necessarily offer at this point, although it's certainly a part of our vision for the future, a shared use kitchen facility.
That's what Be More Kitchen is,
which means that you can come in and if I make a casserole or if I bake cookies and actually want to take those to market, then I can come and I can make those on site and then sell them commercially. So that's part of our eventual vision. However, we're not there yet. And what we're starting with is a teaching kitchen and a commercial production kitchen. If I actually have an idea for getting my, you know, casserole business or my cookie business or whatever the case may be started, I can come to one of my tenants, which in this case would be Humanum. I can come to one of my tenants and I can sign up for a program where they actually teach me the technical skill of running a food-related business. So I can learn how to sign up to be a small business, how to sign up to be a minority-owned business or a woman-owned business. I can learn how to cost my recipe so that ultimately when I sell that particular product, I'm not selling it for less than what it actually costs me to make it. I can learn how to do my nutrition labeling. These are the types of things. So that's what makes us different. Right now, what we offer is for local food entrepreneurs, what we call capacity building. In other words, teaching them the technical skill of running a food-related business. That's offered through one of our tenants, Humanum. That same tenant is going to be running a catering business. So if I just want to get started in an industry where I could have a more career potential, then I can come to Humanum and look for employment through their catering business. Or if I feel that I need job training or some sort of workforce development, then I can go in through that program as well. So it's actually all complementary to what Be More Kitchen does, to what Our House does. And quite frankly, the food environment in Maryland area and in Baltimore City is growing so robustly that there's actually room for more than just these few.
Part of the plan is a food market, and goodness knows that's needed in East Baltimore. How do you pull somebody in? If it were easy, we wouldn't have food deserts.
Well, we have to show them that the numbers work. And so figuring out what the incentives can be, working with the city in order to do that is a huge help. The second piece of it is paying attention to what the needs are and figuring out the right mix. The Food Hub is actually not the pioneer in this particular community. There are two senior centers that were developed under the vision of Pastor Dante Hickman. And then in addition, there is also the American Brewery Building, Hone Lithograph Building. And we're all just 3 or 4 blocks away from the incredible development that's happening in what we call, of course, EBDI, East Baltimore Development, Inc. So we're excited to have this critical mass. And so we're really leveraging that opportunity to sort of find the right players.
I have read that the Baltimore Food Hub will create dozens of jobs. For a public investment of something like $20 million, that doesn't seem like a lot. What am I missing?
So the dozens of jobs is based solely on numbers from one tenant in year one only. So if we think about it that way, it's actually quite good. But we're trying to be very careful with that number right now until we have gotten to the point where we're ready to do press releases on who the tenants are. And we've gotten all of that job creation estimation, and then we've been able to verify it.
As you pointed out, the site used to be the Baltimore City Water Works Pumping and Repair Station. It is a brownfield.
It's a brownfield, that's right.
Why choose a site that needs extensive environmental remediation?
We chose this site because, honestly, the community deserves it. So the Baltimore Food Hub is about three things. It's about food access, it's about job creation, and it's about historic preservation. And it's true that because of the historic nature of the buildings, that it costs more money to do this. And it's true that because it's a brownfield site, it costs more money to do this. And that's part of the reason that it took us 5 years to get to groundbreaking. But the one thing that we fundamentally believe at American Communities Trust is that with vision and with persistence, opportunity can be built into every community. And this is our opportunity to showcase that.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for telling us about it.
China Boak Terrell is CEO of American Communities Trust, the development organization behind the Baltimore Food Hub. She'll lead a tour of the site on Saturday, October 22nd. More information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Quick break, then a new novel that takes us into the early career of baseball great Babe Ruth. Stick with us.